Welcome to Torah and Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmar Kuf Chaf Aleph 121, the second of the Shirei HaMa'alos. And we're going to learn today one of the most go-to Tehillim, and that's the Tehillim of Essa Einai El HaHarim, I lift my eyes to the mountains. Let's begin. It begins with Shir Lama'alos, the song to the steps. And this is the only one of the 15 Shirei HaMa'alos, the songs of ascents, that says or that begins Shir Lama'alos instead of Shir HaMa'alos. That says the song to the steps instead of the song of the steps. We're not only singing on the steps, as we spoke about yesterday, but we're singing about the fact that we have steps in our lives, that wherever we are, we can ascend, like we spoke about yesterday, the dream that Yaakov had as he left the holy place of Be'er Sheva. And as he left, Hashem shows him a ladder that he can take with him even to the house of the evil Lavan, and he can ascend wherever he goes. And not only can we ascend, but we have the gift of being able to ascend step by step by step. It's a process, and we're singing to the fact that we can enjoy the process. It's not only to get to the destination, but rather each step in our process towards the destination is something that we're so excited about. Shir Lama'alos, the song to the fact that we have steps. As we said yesterday, it seems that this one is the first one, 121, of the 15 songs. But we start with Tehillim 120, as we spoke about yesterday, and that's the first one because 120 talks about the evil and the danger of negative and false speech. And if we're influenced by negativity around us and from within, we will never be able to start the process of ascension. So therefore, 120 begins these songs of ascent. Continuing on, Essa Einai El HaHarim. How do I begin the process of ascent? Number one, I lift my eyes to the mountains. I begin by looking up. I set high goals for myself. And then I ask, oh no, what am I doing? May I and Yavo Ezri, from where will my help come? How will I achieve these goals? And then we acknowledge that Hashem is going to help us move in the right direction. I want to stop for a minute and think about what this is telling us. Essa Einai El HaHarim, I look up towards the mountains, not towards the hills or the little bumps. I look up high. Revolba, in his classic Musar work of Ale Shor, says that the biggest challenge in our generation, the Nisayon Gadol Bedorenu, is that we are so entrenched with the thought that we can't, that we don't think that we can even try, that we have a choice to try. Revolba explains that we need to set higher goals for ourselves, and we need to encourage and support others as they do the same. What we're going to see in this song is that it's a conversation. It begins with a conversation within ourselves, where I say, may Ayin Yavo Ezri, from where will my help come? How am I going to reach these mountains? And I answer, Ezri Me'im Hashem Oseh Shamayim Va'aretz. My help comes from Hashem, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Rav Hirsch explains, it could be that it's my dreams that I'm looking towards, and it could also be that I'm looking at the mountains as these huge challenges in my life that seem insurmountable. But who gave me those challenges anyway? Hashem created the heavens and the earth, and he will help me overcome. And now we hear a second voice, Pasuk Gimel. Al yitein lamot raglecha al yanum shamrecha. He will not allow your foot to slip. Your guardian Hashem does not sleep. Pasuk Dalet. And then it could be another voice, or it could be the first person who says, yes. Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Behold, he neither slumbers nor sleeps the guardian of Israel. Hashem doesn't stop focusing on us for an instant. A person may doze off for a second, but not God. Stop and ponder this pasuk. Not for 1 second does God move his eyes from upon each of us. Now back to the second voice, pasuk hey. Hashem shomrecha, Hashem guards you. Hashem tzilcha al yad yaminecha. Hashem is your shadow by your right hand. The right hand denotes strength. Hashem will hover over your right hand and follow you and support you in all that you do. Pasuk vav, yomam hashemesh lo yakeka. During the day, the sun will not strike you. V'yareach balayla, nor the moon at night. Whether we have so much good that we're going through, so much shemesh, sunlight in our life, it will not harm us or harm our desire to elevate ourselves. Or when life is so dark and we feel that we have lost the choice to elevate ourselves, Hashem will not allow us to falter. Hashem protects us physically. Hashem protects us spiritually. Hashem will not allow fame and fortune to bring us down, nor pain and poverty to keep us from moving ahead. Pasuk Zion, again, this encouragement from the other. Hashem yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmar es nafshecha. Hashem will guard you from all evil. He will guard your soul. Pasuk Ches, Hashem yishmar tzeischa uvoacha. Hashem will guard your goings and comings from now until forever. They're the goings when we leave our house to go to work in the morning and coming back home. They're our goings when we go out of our comfort zone to do something that's really not so comfortable for us and we think we might not be able to do it. And whether we achieve it or not, Hashem guards us through the process. Hashem guards the nation of Israel that goes out into Golus, into a place of such uncertainty, until we come back in the time of the Mashiach. The Zohar brings down. Hashem guards each and every baby as it comes out into the world and takes care of it until it comes back into Olam Haba. Notice the word that keeps repeating itself. Shomer, Shmira, Yishmarcha, that shoresh, that root of Shin Mem Resh of protection. Hashem guards us, Hashem protects us. And you'll see that shoresh, that root word, 6 times in this song. For the 6 dimensions in this world, in every dimension, God is there as a guard. When there's an important person, what does the guard do? The guard is aware of what the person is doing, what the person needs, and he's there to protect the mission of the person as well. God is there to guard us, give us what we need so that we can protect our mission in this world. So this song is telling us something else with the fact that it's saying Hashem is our guard. It's saying that we are important and we have an important mission and our goals are important. Our goals may seem so big. Our challenges may seem so big. But those around us give us the encouragement that Hashem is with you. Notice there's no negativity in this song. The Ben Yishchai explains on this song that we have so much protection from God that we don't even have a clue. And he illustrates it with an example that's brought down in the Gemara in Brachos 54a, Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. As the Bnei Yisrael, as the Jewish people, were passing through the desert, the Amorites had a plan to ambush them and kill them. Their plan was, as the Jewish people would pass through a valley, they would shoot down from the mountains above with arrows and stones. And so they hid in caves in the mountains ready to shoot. But what they didn't realize is that the clouds, the Anane Kavod, would precede the Jewish people and flatten their paths as the Jewish people passed. So as they passed through the mountains folded together and the Amorites were killed. And the only reason we later found out about this is because there were two Mitzoraim, two lepers, who were in the back, and they looked behind them, and they saw a river of blood. Hence, says the Ben Yishai, Esa Einai El HaHarim, I look at the mountains, May Ayin Yavo Ezri, from nothing came my help. I didn't do anything to cause myself to be protected from these Amorites, and Hashem helped me. We can't imagine how much Hashem protects us. He picks up stones. He breaks down barriers in our way, and we have no idea. Everyone has a story where they actually realized at the moment or realized afterwards that Hashem saved them from what would have been a very unfortunate situation. But for everything we see, there is so much that we don't see yet. So in conclusion, this song reminds us to keep looking up, and when we think there's no way that we can do this, realize and say to ourselves, Hashem will help me, and surround yourself with people who encourage you, who remind you that Hashem guards you and your mission because it's so important. And at the same time that you want to find others in your life to help support you as you elevate yourself, be that person for someone else. Be that voice for them as they look upwards at their mountains. We began by saying that this is the go-to Tehillim. And we especially say this Tehillim in times of tzara, in times of conflict, adversity, pain. And so how important it is specifically at this time of pain to remind ourselves that Hashem is guarding us in all six dimensions all the time, and how we need to constantly look up and encourage others to do the same. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bas Chaim Leib.